Being lied to? Oh, come on. I just love it. I love being lied to. It just seems like everywhere we go, there's one lie over there, there's another lie over there. Doesn't matter. Well, today, I'm going to break that. Hey, everybody, Economic Ninja here. I have got so much to say. I'm not joking. I'm fired up. I have only had one sip, two sips of coffee today, but I'm going to, we're going to talk about inflation. In this hand, I have the official narrative out of CNBC. And then in this hand, I have got the truth about inflation. We're going to break it down today because there are so many people that are betting that rates are going to go down. Please let rates go down so I can refi my mortgage. Please let rates go down so I can buy a house. Please let rates go down so I can gamble in the stock market with other people's funds. Oh, wait, that's a bank talking. Sorry, don't listen to them. Listen, the fact of the matter is, if you voted for that guy, you know, our El Presidente, then you must be a big fan of Roombas, because that just... I want you to type one if you believe the government is straight up lying to you about these numbers, these inflation numbers. It's a big deal right now, because we are on the precipice of going two different directions. And I believe the direction we're going is down, because inflation keeps rising. Type two if you believe that the mainstream media is in cahoots with the government to try and lie to you, to try and keep you buying at all costs. Just keep spending money. Just keep doing, please, just be a good slave. Type two if you believe in that. And type three, if no, you voted for Jeff Borgen, you think he's an awesome president. If I see any threes, you're getting kicked off the channel. All right, here we go. Out of CNBC, check it out. Inflation slowed to 3.1% annual rate in November. Sorry, I can't see. Woo! Nothing like being lied to on a Monday morning. It says right here. No, now I can't see. Prices across a broad range of goods and services edged higher in November, but were mostly in line with expectations. Well, they edged higher, but that's okay. See, we're going to get some wordsmithing at the greatest levels here. And then we're going to tell you the truth of what's going on. It says, further easing pressure on the Federal Reserve. Isn't that nice? See, that just means the Fed's going to lower rates soon. You know what blows me away? It just absolutely blows me away that there are so many people in this world. Now, first off, wait a minute, hold on. Type four, if you're part of Ninja Nation, you're getting prepared. You're not scared of this. As a matter of fact, this crash that's coming, you are getting fired up. You are going to buy crap so cheap it's insane. You understand cycles. You've been watching long enough to this channel or to the other channel. Ooh, real quick, I got to tell you, this may be the day I break 440,000 subscribers. YouTube has been trying. Every time we get right up to it, they smack it down 600. It's been going on for about 3 months now. They get super close and bam. So bam, it's insane. It's actually been going on for about a month. Sorry, I embellish. If you guys could check to see if you've been unsubscribed or if you want to hit the subscribe button and really piss off the algos, I'd appreciate it. But this is the thing. We're in a moment right now where there are people that have zero clue. They're being straight up lied to. And they think for some reason, for the first time in history, that the Federal Reserve is going to go, oh yeah, inflation's down. So let's just lower rates. They don't do that. The Fed lowers rates when everything's going to crap in a handbasket. That's a real term, crap in a handbasket. When the stock market's falling like crazy, housing's falling like crazy, everything's going to crap, they lower rates. But for some reason, everybody seems to say, oh no, they're just gonna lower it. Inflation's gonna go down, they're just gonna lower. Because the Federal Reserve loves loaning money. They're a private bank, they're not federal. They love loaning money at low rates. That is not what happens. I'm gonna get to my notes in a second, the real notes. But let's get some more lies going right now. This is from CNBC. The Consumer Price Index, a closely watched inflation gauge, increased 0.1% in November and was up 3.1% from a year ago. The Labor Department reported Tuesday. Economist, sir, oh yeah, it's Tuesday, it's not even Monday. Get it together, Ninja. Economists surveyed by the Dow Jones had been looking for no gain and a yearly rate of 3.1%. While the monthly rate indicated a pickup from that flat CPI reading in October. Flat. Yeah, it's because things are crashing. Nobody's buying furniture and electronics, and oil's going down because traders are already pricing in a massive recession. Man, it's crazy when you can see Type five, if you see the truth, you're like, and you just are blown away as I am, that people just don't get it. But this is what's cool about this whole thing. That's why there's booms and there's busts. Because the sheeple are running around, and I'm trying my hardest. It's always great when I get a comment like, well, you're just as bad as the bankers because you're trying to take advantage of, you know, people losing their houses. And I go, well, hey, moron, I'm actually out there every morning with a cup of coffee trying to warn millions of people. And you're sitting on your in your lazy boy making fun of the ninja. I don't care. Oh, so it says here, while the monthly CPI rate indicated a pickup from the flat CPI reading on October, the annualized rate showed another decline after hitting 3.2% a month earlier. It says excluding volatile. Now, don't you love this? Like, here's the lie. Here it is right here. I'm just going to tell you, all the people that are like, YOLO, I want to buy AMC. It's amazing right now. Everybody's going to the theater. Hey, nobody's going to the theater. I mean, I did the other day, but there was nobody there. All right, here we go. No, I watched the worst movie ever. It says here, excluding the volatile food and energy prices. You know, the crap that keeps going up. Yeah, the most important thing. There's nothing else that's more important. Food and energy. Wait, what do you need in life, humans? Food and energy. All right, we're going to take that part out of the inflation gauge. It says right here, core CPI increased only 0.3% on the month and 4% from a year ago. Both numbers were in line with estimates and a little change from October. The November numbers are still well above the Fed's 2% target, though showing continuing progress. Policymakers focus more on core inflation as a signal for longer-term trends. In the report, somewhat in line. I have to repeat that self. Somewhat. Don't you love it? Why don't you just tell the truth, CNBC? Yeah, inflation's out of control still. Fed hasn't done crap to do anything about it. They're going to keep raising rates. It's going to be bad for real estate and all that crap. See, they only make money when you're buying. It says right here, you know, I'm not going to read any more of this crap. Let's read the real stuff. Give me my... All right, this is out of Zero Hedge. Super core CPI jumps back above 4%. Used cars and shelter dominate the price rises. Having slowed to unchanged month over month in October, November's headline CPI was also expected to be flat month over month, but printed modestly hotter than expected, which was a positive 0.1% month over month, which dragged the year-over-year CPI change down to 3.1% as expected from 3.2% in October. You know what's really funny about all this? It's not that big of a change. That's still above June's 3.1% year-over-year low print. Core CPI accelerated modestly month-over-month as expected, rising 0.3% from 0.2%, with core CPI year-over-year flat at 4% from October. But what is most problematically for the Fed and the rate cut hypers, stand by for this, is the fact that core CPI services minus or X shelter rose 0.5% month over month, which is hot, and 4.08% year over year. Says here, under the hood, energy declined considerably, but used car prices rose. Absolutely blows my mind how many people are buying cars they can't afford. Absolutely blows my mind. The shelter index was the largest factor. You know what? Here, something else that blows my mind. Type 10 if you understand and agree with this. The only reason we have inflation is because of interest rates. See, and lending. That's it. That's the only thing. If we didn't have people that lent money, right, at these low rates and extended terms and took advantage of the greed of human beings, that's all it comes down to. When you want something you can't afford, you don't deserve it. Right? And that's just the truth. My grandfather used to say that all the time, my great grandfather. And you deserve it when you save up for it and you pay for it cash. But the only reason things are super sky high is because they extend this lending out, they manipulate the interest rates, and then they crush you and take it back. They take the car back, they take the house back, they take all this stuff back, they take your livelihood back because they've trapped you. This is one big, massive trap. We wouldn't see inflation boom and bust like this if we didn't have manipulators using money and greed psychology to affect people. This is why I teach in my courses. The psychology of money is so important because then you see the big cycles, how money flows in and flows out. It says here, and thanks again to everybody that hit the subscribe button that's found out there unsubscribed. I want to piss off YouTube and break that 440,000. I don't know if it's going to happen today, but I got a feeling. It says here, the shelter index was the largest factor in the monthly increase in the index for all items less food and energy. The shelter index increased 0.4% in November after rising 0.3% in the previous month. The index for rent rose 0.5% in November, as did the index for owner's equivalent rent. Okay, now just so you know, I don't believe these numbers. I believe they're actually keeping these numbers a little high, trying to get people to FOMO into the housing market. That's why the government's come out with all this information. Like if you got bad credit, or poor credit, we're not gonna hit you if you want a house loan. They're hitting certain ethnic groups. And I'm sorry, I got so fired up on the other channel, The Real Estate Ninja, yesterday, talking about what Wells Fargo just got caught with, because they're targeting African-Americans and women. And it's a scary thing what they're doing. But I believe that these numbers are actually being left warm to actually get people to try and buy homes, the last bit of the sheep to buy homes, because you're already seeing massive price drops all over the country, right? And the media has been trying to keep it out. I keep bringing it up and showing people the truth. But this is that moment where you see the 2005, 2006 changeover, where prices are starting to waffle and they're coming down and everybody's being told a lie. And then it's too obvious. Later on in 2024, it's gonna be so obvious that real estate's tanking that you're gonna see. But I believe that these numbers right here, these hot numbers on the index, the rents, the shelter costs are actually being manipulated on purpose. It's a scary thing, but you'll all find out in 6 months. The shelter inflation, which was 6.51%, which was down from 6.72%, is the lowest since August of 2022. So they did say that part came down. Rent inflation, they're saying, is down also. But it's weird because the shelter index they're showing is up, but they're showing the shelter inflation is down. So you're seeing home prices going down. It's saying rent inflation is coming down, but they're talking about the indexes. It really bugs me how they do these numbers, but they want it to be difficult for people to understand. Now, it says among the other indexes that rose in November was the index for motor vehicle insurance, which increased 1% after rising 1.9% in the preceding month. How many of you have seen your stuff go up? It's absolutely insane. Here, let me get this last little part. The Medicare index rose 0.6% in November after rising 0.3% in October. See, inflation's going up like crazy. And the crazy thing is that last month, the October numbers, they said the reason why, one of the reasons why that Biden was touting, you know, the human Roomba, that inflation was going down is because insurance costs was dropping so fast. But that's not true. And then right here, it's showing how it goes up. Isn't that insane? Other indexes which declined in November include recreation, airline fares, and new vehicles. Other indexes which declined in November include recreation. Recreation. It's recreation. Recreation, airline fares, and new vehicles. Yeah, all right. Point being is this. We're being lied to, but it's good. I'm prepared. I'm getting even more prepared. Are you getting prepared? Type it down below. Let me know what you're doing to get prepared for this, because this is quite exciting as we move into an election year. guys, everyone, if you hit the subscribe button today, thank you so much. We're going to try and hit this 440,000 subs. I think, no way. Did somebody say I hit it? Oh yeah, somebody's saying let's get it. I got all excited. You have no idea. Like I've been in talks with people at Google that actually like the channel. Hey, to whoever's contacted me, and I thank you so much, the people from Google that are following the channel. Seriously, it means a lot to me. I just want to get more of this information out. Try and use comedy. I get pissed off sometimes, but I'm going to be honest with you. We're going to see a million of you make $1 million in this crash, and I will be that cheerleader. I got to see some really cool stuff during the Great Recession with friends of mine and us making money. And now I just want to take a million of you with me. And I am so excited. There's going to be a lot of changes here coming soon. And I can't wait to share them with you. life is about to blow up for a lot of us. And I'm so grateful to all of you, to everybody that has went from doom and gloom and being sad and depressed to excited and energetic. I salute you. We are going to absolutely dominate this next crash. This crash isn't for the banks. It's for you and me. All right, that being said, the Economic Ninja is out.